This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. officials say they continue to press Israel to try to avoid civilian casualties as the fighting in Gaza continues. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
Gaza's Hamas-run health ministry said more than 15,520 have been killed in nearly 2 months of warfare. Israel's military response was sparked by a Hamas cross-border raid on southern Israel on October 7th, in which 1,200 Israelis were killed and more than 200 taken hostage. Israel says it's acting to annihilate Hamas, saying it poses a mortal threat to the Jewish state's very existence. The initial Hamas attack and the ensuing war amount to the bloodiest episode in the decades-old wider Israel-Palestinian conflict.
That's Reuters' Lauren Anthony reporting. U.S. funding for Ukraine may soon come to an end as a divided Congress has so far failed to approve a long-term budget for the United States government, let alone new money for aiding allies and minded conflicts abroad.
Sunday in Kherson, Ukraine, officials report one fatality and seven injuries after Russian shelling in the region. Just days earlier in the Donetsk region, at least 10 injuries and one fatality in a six-missile attack were reported. Ukraine's interior minister said Russian forces fired into the territory. Congress has yet to appropriate a long-term measure to fund the federal government, instead passing a short-term measure called a continuing resolution lasting just into the new year. Top military brass say that jeopardizes national security. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News.
U.S. military says three commercial ships in the Red Sea were struck by ballistic missiles fired from Houthi-controlled Yemen, and a U.S. warship shot down three drones in self-defense during the result. This is VOA News. The United States is condemning what it is calling a terrorist attack in southern Philippines. VOA's Joe Ramsey with her details.
The United States denounced the quote-unquote horrific terrorist attack during a Catholic mass at a university in southern Philippines that killed at least four people and injured dozens, the State Department said on Sunday. The United States is in close contact with its Philippine partners and stands with Filipinos in rejecting the act of violence, it said in a statement. Philippines President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. and security officials said on Sunday the crime was perpetrated by foreign terrorists, but hours after the Islamic State claimed responsibility for the bombing at the gymnasium located in the southern city of Marawi. Joe Ramsey, VOA News, Washington.
Venezuelans cast ballots on Sunday and referendum backed by the president, Nicolas Maduro's government, over potentially oil-rich territory that is the subject of a long-running border dispute with Guyana. Details from Reuters correspondent Olivia Zelino.
The referendum deals with a border dispute with Guyana and includes a question about rejecting the right of the International Court of Justice to determine which country the territory around the Essequibo River belongs. Maduro encouraged voters to approve the referendum as he cast his ballot Sunday. In April, the court said it had jurisdiction, though a final ruling could be years away. Venezuela has said the issue should be resolved by the two countries, while Guyana requested a court to halt the referendum. On Friday, the court ruled without expressly forbidding the vote.
The bodies of 11 climbers were recovered Monday after a furious eruption of the Mount Merapi volcano, as Indonesian rescuers searched for at least 22 others reportedly missing. Mount Merapi spewed thick columns of ash into the sky, and the sudden eruption on Sunday, and villages and towns were blanketed by volcano debris. Eight climbers rescued Sunday were rushed to hospitals, with burn wounds, and one also had a broken limb. Rescuers on Monday morning found 11 bodies of climbers as they search for those who are still missing and rescue three others. Rescuers are still searching for 22 climbers reportedly still missing. More at VOAnews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.